Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Hi, Kenny. It was a pretty busy weekend, mostly driving for me. For you, it looked like you had a golf outing.
Are
you
playing very poorly?
Are you all healed up?
Oh, yeah. Ah, man. Thank you for giving me the unpaid testimonial. Unpaid testimonial. My doctor, I mean, I didn't have any of the problems. I barely iced. I iced just because I thought I should because of the healing, but I barely did any of that. I was good to go. I wanted to do equipment handout on that Friday afternoon. Liz told me I was a bizarre individual. And then on Saturday, man, I felt good. I felt fine.
So both of us had similar, I would say, post-surgery, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Experiences.
Uh-huh.
Are we just tougher than all our listeners who told us this was a nightmare scenario?
No.
Do we have a bunch of
weak listeners and weak callers?
Just two tough guys on the radio.
I mean, you know what? I think this proves.
Not just tough talking.
I think this proves that we have some listeners that might need to look at themselves in the mirror.
Didn't we? Well, wait a minute. Well, now, we did do this. Now, I'm not going to subscribe to that, but we did do this once. We've definitely been, between the both of us, punched in the face.
Yeah.
More than, is there anybody that does MMA or anything like that on the radio here in Cleveland? Is there anybody? We've probably been punched
in the face.
I'm
sure there's probably somebody on the radio in Cleveland.
Okay.
In their hobby time does some jujitsu or something.
We got some wrestling. Anybody wrestle? Owen, you
I wrestle with a lot of things every day.
Yeah. He wrestles his demons.
Yeah.
I think that the show's probably been punched in the face more than any other show combined. So it's not just tough talking. It's two tough guys. However, I just feel bad because I think the other guys that we talked to just got butchered.
Right.
I think they got hacked.
What happened?
I don't know. By the way, nobody else was in the room.
Oh, come on.
Just me and Doc. And there was just a little bit of pressure when he first put the Novocaine in on both sides. And then it was just weird because you could hear the clips.
Yeah.
That was a little bit.
But I didn't smell any of the soldering.
Nah.
I know. Nah. I was told you would smell that. And so it seemed like you were just up and ready to roll.
It was so, and I did this thing because they do it on a Friday. So I went out there and Liz is waiting on me and there's a bunch of other guys out there. And I came limping out like, oh God. And Liz goes, oh my God. And I go, nah, I'm fine. Let's get out of here. I started laughing. I mean, he was perfect. It was so smooth. Dr. Contact was so smooth with it. I wonder if it even worked.
Oh, well, you're going to have to find out now.
I will definitely be going to the follow-up. Yep. I will definitely be following up with him and making sure that we're all done. Go ahead there, Tone.
All right, so some big news for the weekend. I was wondering if it was a bad weekend for baseball fans here in the region or good. I say good, even though the team, it was really ugly yesterday. But I'll say this.
I'm alive.
Congratulations to legendary play-by-play broadcaster Tom Hamilton going into Cooperstown. Very, very cool honor. And he had some fun things to say when giving his speech in Cooperstown as part of the big induction ceremony.
Okay, folks, here's another steer. Very big. Black and white. Yes, this one too has four legs. And by golly, it's got a tail that's working, and oh no, we're about to have a deposit.
That was Tom Hamilton speaking. So resourceful. He was so versatile as a broadcaster. What, 4-H?
Early years.
Yes.
As the 4-H guy at the Wisconsin, or the Jefferson County Fair in Wisconsin.
That's wonderful. You know, I thought the coolest thing from the weekend is seeing so many of the big baseball national guys paying homage to Tom Hamilton and referencing some of his incredible calls. This is not one of those where it's like, oh, we believe we've got a really good broadcaster, but he doesn't really register on the national spotlight. Not true at all. And Tom Hamilton obviously getting his just desserts for that. I thought it was really cool, and it really solidifies how many legends we've had here in Northeast Ohio.
Well, he's not just a great broadcaster, he's a great guy. In getting to know his son, Brad, over at 8, and I felt great for Brad. I felt great for the entire family. And obviously, Tom Hamilton's such a great person. There's you always say it, and it seems like it's cliche, like nobody's more deserving. I'm glad he got what he's deserved of, which is his spot in the Hall of Fame. He's a wonderful guy and a wonderful representation of the city.
Meanwhile, another, well, former Clevelander that went into the Hall of Fame, CC Sabathia. I know we always wonder, what hat are they going to wear? Well, he didn't wear any hat. I think, though, you know, his family members were, by and large, were they wearing Yankee gear, you know, in the crowd when they would show them the video? But he did certainly go out of his way to mention the importance of starting out that career right here in Cleveland.
I always say I was born and raised in Vallejo, but Cleveland is where I grew up. It's where we got married. 3 out of our 4 children were born there. And my biggest regret in baseball is not winning a championship for the fans in Cleveland.
So CC Sabathia doing that, I thought that was nice. I did wonder, are there mixed emotions with CC?
I don't think with him. I think it's more of a baseball thing because like there was. So I was tooling around on the phone the other day, and there was I don't know how I got brought up on it. A Yankee clip got into my, like a Yankee account got into my algorithm, and it was CC Sabathia throwing at somebody that was supposed to cost him $500,000. I think there was a start bonus or something like that, or an innings bonus. And he got thrown out of the game, and it allegedly was supposed to cost him $500,000, except the Yankees made up for it.
This was like his last year of his career, too.
Yes, and they had said, like, the time that CC Sabathia picked loyalty over money, and your first thought is, what, excuse me?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they traded him. They traded him to the Brewers. You wouldn't have been able to afford him anyway, and who am I? How much did he get paid from the Yankees? Am I supposed to tell him to turn that down? So, again, we get to the baseball problem of it. I think if they were able to offer the money, if there was a salary cap and they were like, hey, we're going to give you the max of a max contract, whatever that were to be, I think CC Sabathia would have definitely been a Cleveland Indian the rest of his career.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he did not pitch well for us in the postseason run that I think a lot of people remember because they thought that was our team. That was a team that was, 2007. Absolutely should have won or had a chance to win the World Series. Yes,
good
I do too.
God almighty.
Because we were, you know, the 90s were one thing. That's when we were first really getting into postseason play. 2007 rolled around, was like, let's go. Let's make up for what the 90s teams, how they fell short, and CC just didn't pitch well.
There's no doubt about it. It had been, I mean, I know there should have been no doubt about it that we would have beat the Marlins in 97, but my God, there was no doubt about it. You would have beat the Rockies.
All
go
right.
Ahead. Move on.
Lima no light.
So, unfortunately, we dropped 2 out of 3 against Kansas City. However,
Lima likes.
You're within 8 games of Detroit. Are you at all following this Tigers tailspin? They've had 2 separate 6-game losing streaks. They've lost 12 of 13 before winning yesterday. But they are very, very shaky. They are teetering. And the Guardians, until this series, had won 4 consecutive series.
I know you guys both spent the week off, you know, celebrating your lack of childbearingness now, right? But I said last week, I know that the number's smaller for the wild card, but it's only, you only got to chase one team in the division, really. And the Royals are still around, and you let them still be around after this weekend. But I've absolutely been paying attention to it. I'd be able to knock off the amount of games that they did in 10 days. Makes it interesting, but you know, you can go ahead and poo-poo on it.
And I'm not poo-pooing on it. You're still 8 games out. I'm still more worried about the wild card, or more concerned about the wild card.
And you're back under 500. However, you know, is there any part of you thinking, Kenny, well, we're not special. There's nothing special about this year's Guardians team. However, could they sneak in, and can a baseball team?
Of course they can.
Take on a new identity down the stretch and into the postseason?
They're only 3.5 games out of the wild card, but they're 3.5 games out of the wild card, and they're under 500, so the trade deadline's coming up here. I know that somebody had put out that July 26th was actually a big day in Indians/Guardians history in terms of making trades. Well, that day came and went, and I know we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, but
Thursday at 6.
I figure that this is what you have. I don't think that they're going to trade away Stephen Kwan. I know that there's plenty of teams out there beating drums to try to get them to trade Stephen Kwan. I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't know about Emmanuel Clase. I don't think they're going to really trade anybody else. And I think they're going to use, this is what this team is, and they're going to either play out the stretch, or they're going to use this 28th ranked or maybe 30th ranked strength of schedule to their advantage and maybe find a way in, which would be a hell of a job by them. I'll give them that credit.
We have to also congratulate
Lima likes
Jared Allen. Got married over the weekend.
Congratulations.
You know, it's been a busy offseason for Cleveland athletes. Deshaun Watson got married, and now Jared Allen getting married to...
For the city of marriages.
Jordan January is her name. They've been largely pretty private up until now, but you couldn't avoid the videos thanks to Isaac Okoro documenting at the wedding what special, special dance for Jared Allen and his groomsmen, including Dean Wade. Now, here's a taste of the music thanks to Isaac Okoro's Instagram. And what you'd be missing if you're unable to see the video.
I can't see it.
Is a reenactment of High School Musical. And why I bring this to the attention is I had to ask Kenny.
Okay.
It seems like Dean Wade, the other groomsmen, I can't tell who else is there. They all had to rehearse a dance. Did you ever have to do this for a wedding?
No. Not a giant dance for... Now I'm watching the video. Not a giant dance for this, no.
And Dean Wade is involved. So Jared Allen does a spectacular job. I have to credit him. I don't know how many hours... Like, you got so many other things in the lead up to a wedding. We didn't, because we didn't have to do any kind of a dance in the Rocky River Courthouse.
I was a...
When we got married.
I was a groomsman several times, and the worst part about it was the introductions, and you had to do the stupid things that you come out and you're introduced to.
Did you do some of the heard it through the grapevine?
You name it, down a river? I did it.
The lasso?
The lasso. We did this thing with the guns, the Charlie's Angels guns. What, the fishing rod we did.
Sending moonwalk?
Half those marriages ended in divorce already.
Did a potato sack race for
a couple of those guys were on their second wives already.
Yeah, I always thought you should have to do the same dance, only like backwards, as you're making your way into the divorce proceedings.
What was the one that was
the wheelbarrow?
They play the Chris Brown song.
I never did the wheelbarrow. No,
play it backwards.
See, it makes sense. I told you, Clemson should have to walk back up the hill and get on the bus, and they go in reverse if they lose at home.
100%.
That's how that should go.
Hey, that's it for Lima Life.
Outstanding as always.